Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Oh, that was the flail. That was the Kermit flail.
Yeah, the wave.
I don't want to do the wave.
Do the wave. Come on, help people. Why? Three people. Yay. Hilarious.
Not on a visual.
It'll totally come across on.
Yeah, on an audio podcast.
Yeah,
yes.
Totally.
Yes. Yes, folks, welcome to Kinky and the Geek, the theater of the mind.
Yeah, and it's my turn for an opening, and I got nothing. I just got nothing, so that's what you get.
Well, you've been working in the hot box.
Exactly. It is. How hot do you think it is in here?
I'd say about 80.
Oh, God. I don't know. It feels like gross. I've been sweating here.
Yeah, but you've been in here all day. The sun's gone down.
Yeah. I'm, like, just fucking wiped and hot and sweaty and hate it here. I just want to quit at the brew store because, I tell you what, this is gross. Yeah, I don't... I'm a big girl. I don't tolerate the heat so
right.
well. So.
Not so bad. That's why I kind of wore my t-shirt underneath my button-up mm-hmm. shirt. Plus, also, I wore it because Happy Geek Pride Day!
Yay!
And I actually went and researched why today is considered
right,
Geek
yeah,
Pride.
Right, yeah, tell us why.
Because there are three geek convergences.
Mm-hmm.
One is it's Star Wars Day, which is the mm-hmm. anniversary of the release of Star Wars.
Okay.
On May 25th, mm-hmm. 1977.
Okay, sweet.
Today was also, in 2001, is 2 weeks after Douglas Adams, the writer mm-hmm. of the Hitchhiker's Guide trilogy,
mm-hmm.
His fans planned a wake,
mm-hmm.
and it was they did it 2 weeks after his death, and that was would be today.
And it's called
Towel Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you've seen stuff on Twitter saying Happy Towel Day, it's the Douglas Adams, yeah. But then again, people who listen to this should know what Towel Day is. Yeah,
I saw Towel and I was like, what is the Hitchhiker connection to that? Yeah.
And then also it also falls under the Discworld, you know, the whole
mm-hmm.
Terry Pratchett Discworld thing.
Mm-hmm.
Today in the Pratchett Discworld universe mm-hmm. is Glorious 25th.
Okay.
Which there was some big cultural revolution, revolution in the Discworld world. That was today.
See, I don't remember. I've read those books, and I know people who, like, absorb them.
Right.
And, like, fucking, like, they were the end-all, be-all books that you had to read. And I read through it, and I was like, okay, these are funny. And that was about the sum total of the effect on
right.
me. You know, I would read them very fast, because they're easy reads, and not absorb them. And I couldn't tell you what happened.
Never
in
read,
any of those.
Yeah, never
and
read
I read them all.
Yeah, never read a...
gotten to read them. I was supposed to get the first one in the death line, but it expired while I was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're great, but they're not, like, something that I am going to, remember.
The only thing I've watched The Hogfather, mm-hmm. which was brilliant.
Yeah. Or have you watched, what is the other one?
We have Color of Magic, but we haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Yeah, have I watched that, actually? I know I've watched The Hogfather.
Yeah, because that was, because she got me it's a two-disc set
mm-hmm.
with Hogfather and Color mm-hmm. of Magic together that she got.
Cool.
Probably at Walmart, because I think that's where we saw it, was at Walmart. They had it, which is weird to find Pratchett's, you'd find Pratchett videos, because,
right.
I mean, they're very British.
Well, no, I find weird shit there.
Yeah.
Actually, I found a special edition of Night of the Living Dead that I thought was pretty cool. But Joe already had it, so.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, they're fun. I don't know, they might be good, like, audiobooks, even.
Yeah, again, never read them, I couldn't really tell you.
Yeah.
People who love them. Like I said, I really like The Hogfather. It was
mm-hmm.
really funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when Death is running around mm-hmm. dressed as Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Father Christmas. Yeah. So I'm wearing my, I rolled a 20, so you bitches can suck it.
Nice, nice. Yeah, and we're still playing our D&D game, but man, it's... They're about a month apart now, and
right.
it's hard, because we're, like, wanting to play, like, all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out when we're going to play again, because, unfortunately, our game master ran into some problems with work, and
mm-hmm.
then the day we were supposed to get together,
mm-hmm.
it all got cleared up, so he was going back, but had to work the weekend.
Yeah,
so
because
he normally has Friday and Saturday off, and he works like Sunday through Thursday. Mm-hmm. He's a night clerk at a hotel.
Okay.
Well, overnight clerk, so.
Yeah, our schedule, you know.
I'm sorry, they're called night auditors, but yeah, he's a night auditor.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been kind of running into that ourselves because Phantom has been training. So he's been training Monday through Friday, 4 to midnight. However, when he starts his job, he's going to be working like somewhere between 2 p.m. and 2 a.m.
Right.
Every day except for Wednesday and Thursday. So anything on the weekend?
Well, considering what his job is going to be, you would think the most of the calls are going to be A, at night, and B, on the weekend.
Exactly. So, you know, it's cool because God knows we need the money.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's just our social life will end when that happens. So, yeah. Speaking of, we found, like, an awesome sub. Would have been fabulous. His days off are Saturdays. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
So
it had to be early morning subbing. And for some reason,
that's
BDSM and
that's
early morning just don't seem to go together.
No, hell no. You don't wake me up for that shit. Leave me alone. So, yeah.
Although, from the little smug look on the bunny's face, I think that's, she doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Phantom wouldn't care. He's definitely a morning wood kind of boy, but I'm like, don't touch me. Don't even look at me. Just don't. Morning, just forget it.
There was one night, it was like 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I woke up with a hard-on you could probably pound nails in.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do it. It made it kind of hard to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told her about it the next day. She's like, you could wake me up if you don't mind me just falling back asleep after we're done.
Yeah. I honestly, wake me up in the middle of the night, that's fine. I have no issues with that. But yeah, in the morning, just, yeah, I mean, I have to get up with the dogs. Like, they have to go to the bathroom, you know, 5-6 times a night anyways. So waking up in the middle of the night is not, you know, a big deal, which is probably why I'm so pissy in the morning. Like, with the dogs. Yeah. So
that's why I have a feeling if and when we do get a dog, it will probably become crate trained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, mine are.
Yeah.
And they stay during the day.
Right.
If we're not there. However, since we work at home.
Right.
They just go in when we go out somewhere.
Right.
And they're fine. But, yeah, they're out and about when we're there. So that's when I need to go. So.
So, how has your few weeks?
It's that been okay. Between them? Yeah, you know, we didn't record last week because I got sick because I, you know, not without getting too much into stuff, worked myself into an ulcer over various job and family-related things, so I got real sick last week.
But at first you thought it was food poisoning.
I could have sworn I got food poisoning, but 3 days later I was still feeling crappy.
Yeah. Stress is just, I mean, if you've never had to deal with stress, you're very lucky because...
Well, yeah. And the thing is, too, like, I had had almost a solid month at that point with no days off.
Right.
You know, and I just fucking need a day off, you know, and it was just like, everything with the job was coming to a head, you know, where it was just pressure. It was just like, oh, Jesus. So, yeah, so I was in bad shape last week. Yeah, otherwise, we, God, we've been looking for a boy, and that just fucking adds to the stress.
Right.
Boy number one, okay, the sissy that we were talking to, that I was all hyper about on the last cast.
Right.
Flaked. Big time flake. Just couldn't handle it. I asked. I wanted pictures.
Right.
That's all I wanted. Yep. And send them to my phone. I'm not going to post them up. I'm not going to expose you. I'm not going to blackmail you with these pictures.
Right.
I just want a normal picture, even, of you in the front yard waving at the camera. Just something like that.
Yeah, something to show that you're at least interested.
A person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, that's the thing. Like, I don't ask people to jump through these huge, extraordinary hoops. I don't ask for something that I wouldn't myself provide.
Right.
And she just could not fucking get her shit together.
Why do I have a feeling that when that Flaky or Flake and Sissy almost kind of go hand in hand at a time?
Yeah.
It seems like the nature of the kink.
They have a whole other separate set of rules. You know what I mean? It's like there is like just a lot more that goes along with it.
Our friend E, who you met at DragonCon, the girl that stayed with us, she just joined FetLife and just learned that there are so many definitions, how many different definitions there are for sub.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
there are so many sub levels to sub.
And that's the thing, like, you know, we're willing to try different types, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, I've had experiences with different types of submissives, and this is kind of, you know, he's just getting his feet wet. And, okay, so we talked to someone else who was interested in being a little and is fucking cute, just fucking adorable. However, has a primary relationship.
Right.
And we eventually want this person to be a boyfriend. We want to end up in a relationship with a person. Which, you know, I realize it's hypocritical as fuck to be all like, we're in a relationship, but we want you to be single.
Single, you know. What I mean?
Or just, you know, available, not necessarily single, but available for something long term. But we had some great conversations, and then all of a sudden they dropped off for, like, almost a week. And I was supposed to meet them at a Munch here in Atlanta.
Right.
Which I hate Munches, first of all. But this was kind of a different type of Munch, so I thought I might have fun. It wasn't like your normal. Well, that was my first day off, seriously, in over a month.
And you didn't want to?
No, we laid in bed and had tickle fights and lots of hot sex, and I was
if you go to Twitter, FetLife, there is a new kink tickle.
Tickle fights and horse assery. Yes. Actually, that was not mine. That somebody else created.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tickle fights and horse assery.
Which I believe I also did, because I like to tickle this one, because she has... She has a spot that she'll beg to, I mean, she'll beg for to stop. But
I love tickling. Well, because you get such an immediate reaction. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
It's a very much a control thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not very ticklish, so.
And that's the thing.
That.
Oh, yeah, I'm not ticklish at all, except for maybe it has to be at a certain time of day.
And a certain square inch on my body.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Which drives her nuts, because I can have her begging for mercy, and she can't do anything to me.
Yeah. Phantom hates tickle times. Then we had all the hot sex. And I was just like, fuck it. I haven't heard from you in almost a week. I don't care. We're done. We're done here. If I've sent you a message and you can't respond in that amount of time, whatever. You're not into it. I'm not even going to try.
At least send something saying, can't talk.
Right.
Something's going on, you know.
And, you know, that's actually...
At least tell me something's going on, that way we know we're not just thinking, going, okay, well, he's flaked off.
Right, brush off.
Yeah.
Which, actually, speaking of, I kind of brushed this person off, but I did say, listen, I just don't think it's going to work for various reasons. Super intelligent, interesting boy who lives about an hour and a half away.
Right.
And is in a solid primary relationship, a committed, interesting as fuck, a botanist, right?
Oh, wow.
So fucking cute, right? Can't even stand it. Lives in Athens. And, fabulous on all fronts, but it's just like, you know, it's just not gonna work. You live too far away, you're in a relationship, it's just, you know,
the logistics is just a little too...
Yeah, but it's just one of those people that at some point I want to meet up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just to go hang out and be friends.
Oh, yeah.
And same thing with the person that I was going to meet at the Munch, but it was just never going to work. I just expect a hell of a lot more attention. And I know I can get it from other people.
Right.
So it's like, if you're not going to just drift off for a couple days, then see ya. So that brings us to the most recent one that we've been talking about. Or talking to. Did all the right things. Sent the pictures. The exact pictures.
Right.
That I asked for.
I want to say did he not put those up on FetLife? Was that him?
Yeah, he put up one.
I saw you and Phantom both comment on the picture. Yeah,
but sent me two others to my phone, which are hot.
Right.
6'3", furry, right? Okay, imagine little 5'4 me.
Yes.
Between 6'3 and 6'6, furry, big. Oh, panty boy. Hot ass and panties. Like, damn, we were like so jazzed. But there's the Saturday versus Thursday thing.
Yeah.
And I think, and on his profile, he says straight, and I was like, that's not going to work. Obviously, we're looking for someone who's bisexual. And
right.
He's like, well, I'm bi-curious. And I was like, okay, we can ease you into that.
Right.
But then we were talking about it yesterday, and he started kind of getting a little freaky. And then I think with that and the schedule, I think he's pretty much fading out. So.
Right.
Which sucks, man, because I had fucking high hopes for him. Because he was doing the right thing.
Right. He at least was like, showing interest. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just going for shit. You know, it's just some bullshit. I want to give up, honestly.
I wouldn't give up, but I think it's one of those things where you're going to have to realize you have a very strict kind of criteria you're working
right.
with. And unfortunately, that cuts your pool down a lot.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. He would have worked so perfectly in that.
Right.
If it wasn't for the schedule. And honestly, you know, he was willing to try with family.
Right.
He was really willing to give it a shot. And I was like, I will be gentle. I will ease you into it. We're not trying
right.
to rock your world.
Right.
You know, but, yeah. And he said that he could see himself dating a couple.
Right.
And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Well,
so,
I mean, don't...
It's just disappointing.
I would still kind of keep up with him. Because you don't know exactly what Phantom's schedule is going to be like. I mean, he's got a
yeah.
huge window.
Well,
and you don't know what kind of hours he's going to have to put in.
The
so.
Thing is we all had a Saturday off together. This one Saturday before Phantom's new schedule kicks in.
Right.
And I was like, so let's go meet and grab some food or something. And
right.
He's like, well, I'll try. And I'm like, if you're not going to try real fucking hard and that's like the one day, then you're...
Right.
Yeah, I'm not putting forth effort that I'm not getting back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck it. So.
Again,
there's
I would
somebody,
yeah.
you know, and it's not like I feel like my relationship with Phantom is lacking.
Right.
Our relationship is wonderful. It's amazing. But this is something that we both want, and it's
right.
like I feel like we would be kind of like completing our family. You know what I mean? You kind
right.
of
yeah yeah.
Not like we're incomplete, but
no, but
it would just be richer.
It
and
would
fuller.
Be yeah, adding on to something that's already
complimenting.
Good. Yeah, complimenting
exactly.
to it. Yeah,
exactly. And you know, we're willing to be committed to somebody. I mean, he and I are getting married, but you know, I was like, what happens if we fall in love with somebody?
Right.
First of all, the marriage is going to suck for them. You know, because they're going to be kind of like on the outside, and we'll
right.
have to like not necessarily acknowledge things in front of our family. I mean, I've gone through all this thought press. I've been stressing myself out so much.
Yeah, it's one of those things you kind of have to put in the thought.
Yeah.
Because there's always that scenario.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
And if you don't think about it, then you just get blind. That's when you get blindsided.
Yeah. Well, and I can see, you know, honestly, us getting handfasted to somebody.
Yeah.
As a triad.
I think we have
you know?
we have some friends that are, I want to say, I don't know if they ever went through with it.
Mm-hmm. Did
oh the.
Red and Gecko
oh,
and yeah there was talk because she's married to someone but she was also planning mm-hmm. on getting handfasted to her second
yeah
so I don't know if that happened or not mm-hmm. there was talk of it and didn't see a whole lot about it if it happened I don't know
mm-hmm.
but yeah so
yeah.
we've seen that happen getting
yeah there you know and there's just all the weird things that you think about that you don't think you will. Like,
right.
We need a bigger bed.
Right.
We're totally going to need a bigger bed.
Like I said, I think
we talked about this actually on the last podcast.
Last cast, because that's the one thing we've thought about. Not needing it for anything like that, but maybe getting a bigger bed. But
just in case, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but our thing is that we have that gulf. It's like, we end up with like some, it's like I'm Israel and she's Palestine and there's a huge border between the two of us.
Well, yeah.
We might get used to it. I
mean, yeah,
it's just
well,
that we're not used to having that space.
You can
right.
roll into the middle of the bed.
Yeah.
Then Israel and Palestine can come together.
Yeah, and have hot sex.
Yeah, right. In the middle.
Ooh. I'm sorry, I just saw that. It just had that visual of a Palestine Israeli lesbian fun fest video.
Okay.
Well,
you know,
I
was thinking of you don't mess with the Zorat.
Zohan.
Yeah,
haven't seen it.
Yeah. Zohan. Yeah, it was funny.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. The bush.
Yes.
yeah. So.
Yeah, the chick
and we've got that guest room, too, so we're, like, thinking, you know, even if somebody moves in, they can have their own room.
Yeah.
You know. Just so, you know, if somebody needs to get away, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting to have now, since we have clothes on our house.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's
the that's a big thing that happened with you guys.
Yep. We've actually had a very eventful couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We closed on our house.
Mm-hmm.
Closed
a week ago.
Yeah.
It was a week ago.
Yeah.
And
I saw it, and it is beautiful. It has, like, all kinds of crazy potential. I could see all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the only room I'm worried about trying to do something with is the living room, because the living room is huge.
Yeah.
And I have ideas.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you do.
It'll come together, you know, once you guys get all your stuff in there, you know.
Yeah, and then you got to see the surprise of the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and like I said, The stuff we saw online did that house no justice whatsoever.
No, and even your pictures that you guys posted still didn't. I don't know why, but
it doesn't photograph well.
It's 100% different when you see it.
But I think because there are so many little details, mm-hmm. like the platform portion of the bedroom.
Well, or I think it's a sense of scale, too. Like, if you had somebody standing in the photo, and you'd be like, oh, holy shit, that is a huge room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The fireplace is this huge stone
stack. Yeah, it's like two of mine.
Yeah. And it's just this big open space because mm-hmm. you have basically the living room that goes into the dining room mm-hmm. and then a breakfast area and then that wraps around into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And yeah,
it is a really cool layout. You guys really do so much cool stuff there.
Rooms.
Yeah, it does.
Well, and you guys, I mean, seriously, I've been trying to talk you into doing like a
Kinko's
Geek.
Yeah, that will be, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, because you guys have some good ideas on
that. That's why I don't want to go into
especially for
detail.
The surprise room.
Yes.
That was a really cool idea.
Yeah. So, and then, which the only bad thing was, mm-hmm. is we were supposed to only be in escrow a grand total of a day.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the day, we were supposed to have, because it was a case of we knew where the key was.
Right.
But we couldn't legally touch it because, you know, it's one of those things that once you've signed the house, mm-hmm. the leasing agent will go and put it in either under a mat
mm-hmm.
or in an outside power box or mm-hmm. somewhere hidden so you can go and pick it up because they'll come and get their lockbox.
Yeah.
And I knew they had already done that because they did that. I mean, oh my God, we went for the inspection. They mm-hmm. had already pulled the for sale sign
mm-hmm.
And had already taken the lockbox off.
Yeah.
So they were on top of it, unlike that DeKalb Way place where they still had, because it went on the site.
Mm-hmm.
She looked it up. It went to pending.
Yeah.
Once we went in under contract. So, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Almost as soon as our bid went in, it was like that.
Boom.
And so what we had to do is wait for the seller to sign off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after I've signed all that paperwork and stuff, mm-hmm. they didn't get it till the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck you.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's like, and it's just a bank. You have to sign. Come on.
I seriously cannot believe you guys have not been spending the night there. Even, you know, with no air.
Yeah.
Still, I would have, like, just a blanket down in the living room. Just, I'd be there, like, but that's, yeah.
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 I think we've got such crazy schedules and,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that. But, yeah, we're going to be slowly moving in. Mm-hmm. So, and then as a celebration of that,
mm-hmm.
we ended up going, well, we went anyway, but it turned into the celebration of, mm-hmm. we went to the Dunwoody 10th Annual Dunwoody Beer Fest.
Mm-hmm. And had a hell of a good time.
Yeah. It's done in, basically Dunwoody's a neighborhood mm-hmm. of Atlanta, mm-hmm. and they wall off a section of the Perimeter Mall mm-hmm. parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up tents, and you had, who was there? Yingling was there, mm-hmm. Sam Adams was there, Rogue, Blue Moon, Sweetwater,
mm-hmm.
Sierra Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of, I know it's Fox Barrel, but what was its sister? It started with a C and had the big oak tree as the symbol. I almost want to say Clarion, but mm-hmm. that's not it.
I don't think I put it down either. I think I just put Fox Barrel because I fell so in love with that.
But on top of that, they also had Jack Daniels was there.
Mm-hmm.
They were promoting their Tennessee Honey.
Yeah, oh yeah, which is awesome.
Yes, yeah. Which I actually went and bought a bottle of last night and did, basically got my one of my highball glasses down and did a, basically just a shot of the Jack and then filled the rest up with ginger ale.
Yeah.
And it turned out so good.
Yeah,
it was.
That's tasty even just for sipping on ice.
Yeah, but my favorites turned out there's a, there's a cider called Fox Barrel that does, I think, just pear cider.
It's pear, but then they do like a blackberry pear, an apricot pear, and a pear.
Yeah, just straight pear. Yeah. And there was another. There's a sister brewery with it. Really like that. Rogue had an Irish style lager that was really good.
Okay, I don't think I've tried.
And then Blue Moon had a new one. It was Blue Moon Aguave Blonde Ale.
Oh, okay.
And there was one. There was one.
So new. There was only one keg in the entire city, and it was there.
Oh, wow.
So we got to try it.
Yeah, and I tried that one, and it was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
They also had something I wanted to go back and try that was coming in what looked like champagne bottles.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I didn't get a good look at it, and I didn't get to taste it.
I wonder if it was like a Lambic or a Belgian or something.
I'm not sure. But yeah, those were the favorite. It was great.
Jeremiah Weed. Was
oh yeah, Jeremiah Weed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They come in cans about the size of an Arizona can, and they have a lemonade, and they have and I want to say it wasn't a malt beverage; it was actual vodka that's in it.
I think so, but oh, it was tasty, tasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was where I had to cut myself off because I had to drive home.
Oh, nice, so, nice.
Because this was stuff that could get you into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it was sneaky.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
Because you know how when it comes to flavored alcohols like that, you tend to get, if you do it wrong, you get a funky flavor to
it. Right.
And it just tasted like a regular lemonade or sweet tea, like a Lipton sweet tea.
Yeah.
Or actually more close to the Arizona style tea. But
yeah.
Sounds good. It sounds like refreshing for summer.
Yeah, it would be, but it would also be something you don't want to just chug like, oh, I'm real thirsty. Because then you You'd basically have the lawnmower dragging you along as you're trying to mow the lawn.
Yeah, we've actually been brewing a bunch of summer beers. We did, which if anybody wants to be on the mailing list for the store, email phantomv48@gmail.com. But our recipe for this past month was a lemon ginger Kolsch, which a Kolsch is a type of German ale. You know, it's really rare for Germans to do ales. Usually they do lagers or pilsners.
Right.
And it's light and crisp and effervescent. And then so we added the lemon and the ginger to it, and it just, like, pops. It turned out so fucking good. And then we did a hard lemonade. So that turned out pretty well. And we did more of that strawberry Riesling, too.
Yes,
so we've got, like, our summer.
It's a huge hit.
Yeah. Everybody we take it to.
Yeah, Tucson and Mel absolutely loved it, you brought.
Well, we'll have a little bit more. I owe a case and a half to my friend, but she was like, I'll pay you to make some.
Right.
So.
Well, that's the way my ex, Red of the Dead, her father would bottled his own wine.
Mm-hmm.
He made it. And there would be times he'd come home and there would be boxes of bottles that his friends would have dropped
because
off
they
because
samples.
They want samples. Yeah, they want.
We may know him. Does he brew around here?
No, he's not. He's no longer with us.
Oh, okay.
But no, he was up in the Lake Waka something up in North Carolina, close to the North Carolina coast.
Okay.
In fact, I think he got that's why he did a lot of the Rieslings because he had his hands on Riesling grapes up there.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, he was actually in an area that they had to have generators. That was like,
mandate.
If you owned a home, you had to have a generator because
sweet.
Of all the hurricanes
love
and
to
stuff.
Live in a place like that. Yeah.
But yeah, well, we went there and they actually had some pretty good bands. They had basically three cover bands.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name of the second one, or the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was a reggae cover band called Tomorrow People.
Oh, sweet.
They weren't bad.
Yeah. Not, you know, I'm
not
okay.
My style of music,
but. Yeah, I mean, I like Marley. That's about the extent of my of my reggae.
Yeah.
But then they.
I like all the old school stuff. Old school reggae and old school ska. Like the old stuff.
Right. I can get into ska, but sometimes reggae itself can get a little much for me, but I love, you know, Marley. I mean, yeah. I, who doesn't own? I don't. Oh, yeah, I think totally. I lost my copy of Legend.
Yeah, Phantom's dad is a huge Bob Marley fan.
But yeah, if you grew up in the late '80s, early or yeah. mid to late '80s and early '90s,
or even if you just have musical taste, period.
Well, I'm just saying, if you were a teenager between about 85 to 90 mm-hmm. something, mm-hmm. Legend was in your collection somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even younger. I mean, Phantom's younger, and he listens to it. So.
Yeah, but I'm saying that was more like, it was kind of like the line from Wayne's World where Cassandra brings out Cramp, the vinyl from Cramp, and comes along and says, "Oh, this week you were issued this in the suburb along with the little samples of Tide." That's kind of the way, you know, Legend was. Yeah. It was like you once you hit in that time frame, you were kind of issued Legends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that and the Clash's combat, you know, combat rock and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, and then the third band was Generation Now? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically doing a lot of the newer, rock, pop, and alternative covers.
Mm-hmm.
Had the crowd going.
Okay, cool.
Although they did a cover for, California Girls by Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're singing the lyrics to, Geek and Gamer Girls.
Ah, nice.
Out loud.
Mm-hmm. That's helpful for our longs, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a lot. Actually got kilt checked.
Sweet. By?
Chick.
Random girl.
Sweet.
Random girl. She came up and she sat next to her, next to Sex Bunny there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something to her.
Asked what you were wearing.
Under, yeah. And then I guess you told her you had to ask me.
I gave her your line. Normally, my answer would be my lipstick or something, but I gave her your line.
Which line? Because I used a new one.
Your old one.
Oh, because I've actually learned another one. Because one of the they had a list of top 10 Kilted and Kinky or Kinky and Kilted on FetLife. Mm-hmm. I think it was an actual T-shirt. It would be like on the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And I had my normal line has always been. Good girls ask, bad girls find out for themselves. Uh-huh. Well, the one, I think that was number 10 of the list, was if you're brave enough to ask, you're brave enough to find out.
Sweet.
Which is more of a, I kind of like that one a little more because it's a little more of a dare. Because the good girls ask, bad girls find out for themselves. Gives them
I'm a good girl.
Yeah, that's kind of gives them an out. Right. But if you're brave enough to ask, you're brave enough to find out for yourselves.
Yeah.
For yourself. Kind of gives them that, you know, if you're Froggy Jump type feeling.
Right.
She grabbed the front of it and pretty much looked underneath
sweet.
It.
Sweet. She wasn't shy at
oh,
all.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah. She gave her a thumbs up.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm dying for the day that somebody kill checks Phantom. Because if we go anywhere that he might get kill checked.
Yeah.
He's usually wearing some lacy pretty panties. And I'm just one of these fucking days. Somebody's going to do it.
Right.
Either that or he's got some pink Godzilla panties. Which are awesome. Yeah.
Seen them.
Yeah. Well, you saw the red ones. I was showing you guys. I was like, hey, look what he's wearing.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, at first I was like,
okay, no, nice.
Well, I didn't realize he actually had something under
there. Yeah, he was wearing my red lace.
She's penis shy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I'm showing her something that has a penis involved in it.
If he had been naked, I wouldn't have flashed anything.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not into traumatizing
With her, it's if I'm going to show her anything where there's a penis involved, I have to warn her ahead of time.
Unless it's him.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we had a blast then. And then this past weekend was my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Georgia Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, and I'm envious, man. We wanted to go so bad, but we just could not scrape the dollars together.
If you had the dollars for this weekend, I know you might not have the time. They're actually having half price weekend.
See, yeah.
God, for both Saturday,
actually,
Sunday, and
we
Monday.
We may have Sunday off. I need to talk to him about that. Or, I'm sorry, Saturday. We may have Saturday off.
But,
I'll talk to him about
it. Yeah, because they're doing... It's basically the Clark Howard half off. So there's no...
Mm-hmm.
It's just half off at the gate.
So it's going to be, like, sweltering fucking hot, though.
Yeah, and it's also Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why you go when it first opens at 10:30.
Right.
You know, you get a very close parking space. And,
right.
B, You can still see stuff. I mean, unfortunately, you won't get, you know, if you like stuff like the Tortuga Twins or Dead Bob,
right,
you have to sit through the PG shows.
Right.
You know, if you want to see what they call the, you know, PG-13 or R shows, you have to wait to the end of the day.
Right.
But...
Well, now, if I'm going to drive all the way down there, I'm staying the entire day.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, and I'll go sit at the bar
for an hour or two,
and just, you know, drink a little bit and relax.
Right.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't go all the way down there and not stay the whole day.
We stayed till about 4. Mm-hmm. I mean, but we just got... It was too hot, and mm-hmm. I need... Basically, I've learned that I kind of need a new pirate shirt, because I love the one she made.
Yeah, I saw what you were wearing, and I was like, holy fuck, that's black and long sleeve.
Yeah, and suede. Yeah, it's a fake suede, yeah.
Yeah, you need
to. It's a great shirt, but I do want... Something. I do want her... I've already decided I want something... a little lighter, maybe something very linen-y, at least cottony or linen-y.
White,
maybe
so
not white, but at least off-white. Yeah.
We get into the house. I've already decided one corner of one room is going to be my new sewing area.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I'm going to get a table for
There's
my machine.
There's nothing more fun
than
embarrassing a couple of preteens or teenagers, tweens, embarrassing the shit out of them when they think they're just a little too cool for school.
Nice.
So, we sucked one of the mud people. We sicked them on. Because we were waiting for unidentified madman and his clan to show up.
Yeah.
So we're in the area of like over by where the kind of across from where the big pub is, where the first row of food stuff is when you go in, and we're waiting on him because he's supposed to show up about noon.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were kind of waiting there. And they had gone off to go sit on benches away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric and Melissa had gone off, and they'd run into the mud guy. We'd already run into the mud guy once coming in. And so he sent the mud pit person to us, which we then proceeded to send to the teenagers. And watching them react, especially when he decided to pull out what he called his slow filtered mud, which was the mud that was in his belly button. And oh god,
his niece got up, and I think I heard her scream.
She was bright red.
Nice.
Her friend got trapped there a little longer. What did he say? The calico one there is going to have a litter at one point. Yeah. He must have said something, because when he came back up to us, he looks at them and goes, so I guess that's a no.
Sweet.
So that was a whole lot of fun, especially we've got video of they've got a deal. Basically, you know how like the Falcons and the Hawks and all these always have these family four packs where you get like, you get your four seats, four drinks, and four some form of food for a set price. Mm-hmm. Well, they have that at the Ren Faire, too.
Yeah, cool.
It's four tickets in, four drinks, four food, four costume rentals, and four tickets for games, game or ride.
Yeah.
Well, so we're not going to use the game
or ride. Costume rentals, really?
Yeah.
It's $10 off of your costume.
Oh, is it? Is it $10? Okay, I thought it was. Okay.
It wasn't an actual costume rental, but it was $10 off your costume. Okay.
But then you also got one for a ride or a game.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave them, since we're not going to do a ride or a game, we gave them, and they did the spinning dragon barrel thingy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he got them going. You can hear both my niece and her friend screaming at the top. Yeah. I think at one point, my niece's friend bit my nephew.
Nice. Accidentally?
Yeah, I don't know if it was accidentally, but she had her head buried into him. And he's like 3 years younger than they are, so...
Sweet. So he was probably like, woo, I got bit by a girl.
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, sweet.
I think
that was like the highlight of his young life so far.
He's starting to get that age that girls are not exactly that icky anymore.
Right. Sweet.
Yes, and my niece needs a burka 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her friend could have used one as well.
Yes, because I want to say she's sprouted a little more since Christmas.
Yes. Yes, she has.
She's 12? 13?
13.
And, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm really freaked out right now.
It's a little, it's it's that Because I love the line from Clueless when the little Rat Pack boy that turned out to be gay comes to pick up Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad looks at him, he goes, I have a 45 and a shovel. Do you really think anybody would miss you?
Yeah, I like that.
And then on my actual birthday, because I get my birthday off, and especially during the weekdays, there's no one around.
Yeah.
Everybody I know works.
Is doing something. And
they're,
yeah,
they're at work or knee-deep into something, because I know, you know, even the friends that don't, I know I've got friends that work out of the house, like you guys, or, you know, so, and I, you know, I have had, you know, I wanted to get out of the house. I did not want to stare at TV the entire day waiting for
It's your birthday. You got to go do something fun.
So I've done basically what's kind of become my semi-annual type. I think I've done this last couple of years for my birthday, is I've taken myself to the Oasis.
Yeah. Nice.
Which is one of the local strip clubs.
Right, right.
Which, it's pretty sad when you go in there and there are more girls than there are patrons. I think I got there about
1:30. But you get a lot of attention.
Eh, still.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because they tend to pair off, especially when you have one set that are dating.
Right, right.
At first, just when I first saw them sitting together, it's like, that's a couple, and they just happen to be working here. Because I went, right before I went to leave, I walk in to the men's bathroom because I had to pee.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls is in there talking to the guy working, you know, the bathroom attendant dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there, I was washing my hands, she's sitting there talking to him, and then another guy walks in, she goes, oh, you know that girl you're talking to is my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, did you, you know, did you want a boyfriend too? And she's like, no.
No, dumbass.
And I'm thinking, I wanted to go, dude, they can buy stuff to replace us.
Right,
got nothing. They can't go buy bigger and motorized.
Exactly, and sparkly colors.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always one of my fun things. You know, everyone was like, oh, what do lesbians do in bed? I'm like, hey, I have 10 different dildos to choose from at any given point in time, and it's bigger than anything I've seen in life. So, we're not impressed.
Yeah. Now, what was interesting was, because when I came in, I think she had changed outfits at one point and was wearing a corset.
Yeah.
But she had a fan. Mm-hmm. And, of course, me being the dork I am, immediately start thinking of the Victorian fan code. It's like, I'm a dork.
Yeah. You're kind of missing the point, I think, at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what we like to call oblivious.
No, I knew she was hot, but it was the fact that she had the fan out automatically made me go, I'm a bit of a dork. You know, it's...
That many ribs says, I have herpes?
It was just the idea of the code came along. I wasn't trying to decode the code.
Yeah.
But it was just the sheer fact she had a fan automatically thought of the... I'm a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I am giant. I might as well have a big ass sign over my head saying,
nerd. Well, fuck it. I mean, as long as you have fun.
Oh, I did. There was one part where my frustrated, you know, wanting to be a photographer came out because of the certain pose one of the dancers took, and it was like, oh my God, that would be perfect, but I don't have the skill to bring it out.
Right.
Because you want to do something a little more than just hit the automatic
thing. Yeah.
So, yeah, part of me wants to find, like, a photography class or something just to learn at least the basics of what all the different stuff means so I can play with it.
Yeah, the Gwinnett Fine Arts Center has classes, and they're not expensive. They're, like, $100 for, like, a 6-week or an 8-week class.
It'd also be getting the time because I work a weird schedule, so.
Well, I used to take them, and they were, like, 7 o'clock at night, and you could head there from work.
I get off at 7:30.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
never mind.
See, again, that's one of the reasons why I can't, because I do work this weird, you know, nothing's really going on when I get up.
Right.
And then by the time I get off, anything interesting is going to be kind of closed down. So, you know, that kind of thing.
That's how it's going to be with Phantom. I mean, we'll have Wednesdays here.
Right.
And then Thursdays off. Nobody wants to hang out on fucking Thursday, you know?
Yeah. No, we've been doing it like
the theater thing going on.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot.
We'll be able to do that. Yeah.
Because right now, we learned this thanks to Widget Walls, who came across it. Yeah. And it is a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a movie tavern,
one up in Snellville.
A movie tavern? Oh, that's cool.
Not Snellville. Tucker, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's called the Movie Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the Retro Movie Summer,
mm-hmm.
where every, depending on the day, I know with ours, it's Thursday night at 9:30,
mm-hmm.
and then the following Tuesday will be a repeat performance at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically playing older movies.
And you guys have seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
We saw Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think tonight, or last week was...
Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. And then this one is going to be Poltergeist.
Poltergeist looks good. And Jaws.
They're going to have Jaws. They're going to have Terminator 2, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Gremlins.
Yeah.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, so there are going to be some really good ones.
And Raider really does hold up.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious at the end. We realized they were playing a DVD.
Oh, nice.
Which, if you think about it, a lot of the modern projections
are
basically digital projectors. So it basically would be nothing bigger, you know, it's a really fancy DVD player.
Well, and, you know, in all honesty, it is just, even if it is straight off of a DVD, there's so much of a difference going and seeing it with a bunch of people on a big screen. You know, that's why I like the Silver Screen Spook shows, because it's like on the big screen and it's like an experience. It's not just you're watching the same fucking movie that you've seen over and over again.
And then last Thursday they were doing, and this seemed to be a one-off thing, Widge mm-hmm. went to go find out, because we went with Widge and Mrs. Widge
mm-hmm.
There's one in Alpharetta, which is another chain. Movie Studio Grill?
Mm-hmm.
Movie Studio Grill, which is a little different than Movie Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Movie Tavern is basically, they still have it's theater, because this was, I think Movie Tavern takes over movie theaters.
Old theaters.
Where I think the Studio Movie Grill builds mm-hmm. theirs from the ground up.
Okay.
And the other difference is with Movie Tavern, you walk in, mm-hmm. there's a concession stand where mm-hmm. you order your food, they give you a number, and they bring it to you.
Yeah.
And it's still got the old chairs, and they've taken out every other row,
mm-hmm.
and then they have a little counter in front of you.
Oh, cool. Okay, I wondered how they did that.
And how they do it. Movie Tavern, it's kind of the same. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. not a movie. The Movie Studio Grill, or whichever one it is, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'll just say Movie Grill.
Mm-hmm.
It's same setup,
mm-hmm.
but they have benches and tables
mm-hmm.
and basically have really nice office chairs as your chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a button,
mm-hmm.
and you call them, and they come to you.
And take your order?
And take your order. Cool. And then about 50 minutes to the end of the movie, they'll bring you your check, so that mm-hmm. way if you want to order anything else, you can at that point.
Yeah.
And also you can hit the button and they'll come back in if you want to get a refill, mm-hmm. if you want to order a dessert.
Yeah.
They played Raising Arizona.
Yeah, love
it. Was
that
a buck.
Phantom has not seen that yet, and I've got to get him to watch
it. She's
that.
Never.
It was my first time.
Oh.
And it is so funny. I did not realize mm-hmm. the Pampers hold, or the Huggies hold up.
Yeah.
What such a long chase.
Yeah.
I know it's been a while since I've seen it, but I forgot how long
that
chase is when he goes, you know, the whole, I'll be taking these Huggies and whatever you have in the register.
Well, it's the Big Lebowski is my favorite Coen film. It's like one of my favorite films
ever. Which is what I still need to see.
Dude.
Which is on, Netflix, and to watch. We need to watch it.
But Raising Arizona, I watched it, you know, when it first came out, and I was like, this may be the funniest fucking thing I have ever seen in my life.
Now,
to that point.
Here's something.
I mean, it was memorable.
Here's something I didn't realize until watching the movie again.
Mm-hmm.
All the bad guys mm-hmm. wear Hawaiian shirts.
Oh, no shit.
If you watch the when he's getting arrested, he's always wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Okay.
Okay. When they get married,
uh-huh.
and they're in the place, if mm-hmm. you look at one half as cops, the mm-hmm. other half are everyone wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Nice.
And then when John Goodman and the other mm-hmm. dude show up and they're getting ready to go rob the
mm-hmm.
the Hayseed Bank,
uh-huh.
Underneath their coats,
uh-huh.
they're wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Okay, I'll have to
so it's like
that.
Every bad guy, if you are a convict,
mm-hmm.
when you're on the outside, you're mm-hmm. wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Part of me wants to do that for Dragon Con.
Yeah, totally.
Just get a group of people together in Hawaiian shirts.
Well, and I've seen so many dudes at Dragon Con. There was one at Frolicon. Big Lebowski, from The Big Lebowski.
Right, and have a group of people just wear, because that's all you would need. That's the only thing, you know, because you'd wear your jeans, you'd wear a t-shirt underneath, and you'd just be wearing your Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
cool. But I have to agree with Widget that Raising Arizona is one of the reasons why I can forgive Nicolas Cage for some of the other stuff he's done.
Nicolas Cage just needs to be in the right role.
Yeah.
He's just in some roles that just don't suit him.
There are three that I can give him, that there are three movies for me that make me go, I'll give him a pass. Yeah. You know, I know he can do Raising Arizona, Face Off, and Leaving Las Vegas.
See, Leaving Las Vegas, I don't think
I
ever saw.
It's a downer movie, but it's really good.
I like him and everything that he does, but it's just because I like him, because he's a big doofy. I just like to watch him, just because he's kind
of
funny to watch.
I've seen enough of The Wicker Man that makes you go,
I like The Wicker Man.
I
don't
like
the Wicker Man.
I love the original.
I liked both of them. I like the world that they build in the new one. Again, that's what I look for in a movie. And he wasn't the best choice.
The bees!
Role.
The bees! They're going into my eyes!
Well, it... Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, there are parts of it that... Yeah, but I like the world that they built. Maybe not him so much, come to think of it, but yeah. No, I like the world they built, and they made it creepier in weird ways. So, I like both of them.
Well, we're not the only ones that have had a movie marathon type situation.
Yeah, we went, because we've been broke, and we look for cheap dates. And the cheapest date around, really, is going to the drive-in. Because they've got a double feature, where they play a movie, and then another movie, and then they play that first movie again.
Right.
However, you just go drive into another little area and go watch a third movie. And that's what we did. And it's $7 per person. And you can bring in McDonald's.
Right.
You know, you stop and get burgers for $10. It's a cheap date, and it's awesome. We had a lot of fun with it. So we watched The Priest.
Right, or just The Priest.
Priest, yeah, which was okay. I mean, it didn't... I don't know, it just wasn't that exciting, really. It should have been more action-y. It should have had a lot more to it, but I was just kind of like, eh.
Which is a shame, because Paul Bettany seems to be... good, you know, he's one of those guys that needs to be doing more, because I loved him in A Knight's Tale, because he was Chaucer.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's just one of those things. It's like, okay, I watched this movie,
it's one of those things that look like, because I've heard, you know, you saying that, and then I've watched The White Homer, and from what I'm hearing, it looks like it had tremendous potential. I mean, it did intrigue us. We haven't seen it, but it intrigued us enough to going, this world might be really interesting.
The color palette, the setting,
It intrigued me enough that I went and downloaded the first 9 volumes of the manga.
Okay, and it did make me want to read it.
I haven't read them yet, but I have them.
That version of vampires is fascinating. But yeah, it's just the movie, I didn't care.
Right.
I watched a movie. The one that surprised the hell out of me, that second movie, sometimes they'll have ones that aren't doing so well.
Right.
And you kind of have to pick and choose which one you want to, you know, spend your time on, was Hannah. Which I kind of expected it to be kind of spy thriller.
Right.
You know, she's trying to assassinate this person. It wasn't like that at all. It was really... an interesting, beautiful movie. I love that movie. I was really surprised by that movie.
Yeah, there was something, and I want to see it. No, I think we're just going to have to wait till it hits video. But it does look like one of it. To me, yes, there was that spy element, but there was something in the trailers that made me go, there's something more to this movie.
It's very human, and it's very, makes you think. It's just real different from what I thought.
Well, it's one of those
less action than I thought by far.
Yeah, it's one of those movies because it's Cate Blanchett, and she doesn't seem to be someone who wastes her time in bad roles. It's kind of like the same reason why when I see Johnny Depp in something, it makes me go...
Yeah. Okay, maybe it's
because
better than
he
what
does tend to pick and choose his roles.
Right. Which, you know, Rango was one that we could have seen, but I really wanted to see Hannah over Rango, and I'm so glad I did.
Right.
It's very good.
Still want to see Rango. I've just heard,
I hear it's awesome, but just haven't gotten to it. And then we went and saw Thor.
Which we also saw Thor the opening
weekend. It was great.
I absolutely loved it.
Not unexpected, though. I mean, it was like, there was nothing about it that I was like, ooh, I wasn't looking for that. Like, with I had just been surprised. Right. And with Thor, it was like, it was as great as I thought it would be.
Right. It's one of those things where you hoped it had a level that you wanted, mm-hmm. and it gave you that level.
Right.
I will say that Loki blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did a great job. I am so glad he's going to... It looks like they're setting him up for the villain.
And he's really not true to the character in Norse myth, but I haven't read the comics.
So he's very close to... He's very close, yeah.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
And I love the way they played it, because the people who have read a lot of Thor
mm-hmm.
say that even though Loki and Thor are against each other, mm-hmm. they're still brothers. And they still
love
them. There's still something there.
Yeah.
Because there's something I want to see. What made me want to see it again, because we were listening to Mars Needs Podcast. They did their... him and Aaron, mm-hmm. who are both... JJ and Aaron were doing it.
Yeah.
I can't remember which one brought of it, but there's a scene, the scene in Bifrost,
mm-hmm.
where Loki is screaming at Thor, telling how much he hates him, yet there was a one single tear that went down his face.
Oh, I didn't notice
that. And I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I want to go back, because that puts a whole new level on that acting.
Yeah. Well, and the world building in that was just phenomenal.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it was just beautiful.
I want to say this is the most recent version of Thor,
mm-hmm.
because it seems in the comic, from what I've read, Thor is Thor at all times. Mm-hmm. It's just when he's not in the outfit and has a hammer, he's human Thor,
mm-hmm.
but he still has memories and all that kind of stuff, and he lives in this small town, and everybody, mm-hmm. hey, Thor, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Although they did change Natalie Portman's character,
mm-hmm.
because I want to say in the comics she's an EMT.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, she's a scientist here.
Yeah.
I even thought, like, Kat Daniels, who was supposed to be kind of the comic relief throwaway girl, mm-hmm. I thought she was cute.
Yeah.
She did.
Well, no, okay, that was actually one of my beefs. That was one of the things that Phantom and I talked about. It was great.
Right.
But there are so many things that weren't developed. Her two tag-alongs.
Right.
They could have not been there, and it would have been pretty much the same movie.
I think Natalie Portman kind of needed them, because I think someone brought up that they probably given Kat's
mm-hmm.
dialogue to Natalie,
mm-hmm.
but I think those lines would have taken away from what they were trying to set up with Natalie Portman's character.
Well,
and you kind of needed someone to... if you're going to have that dialogue, your main love interest really doesn't need to be, especially if you're trying to set her up to be this brainy scientist mm-hmm. person.
Well, see, that's another one of my beefs, was that the love story, it was like, okay, he's an asshole, he's not an asshole, boom, they're in love. I was like, that really needed to be fleshed out.
I see it more as the beginning. I think, I think they are... Because I don't think it was, oh my God, we're deep in love and everything. Mm-hmm. This was more of that, hey,
but they're
pining
enough that she's trying to, you know, to build this wormhole, and she's like thinking about, he's off in the distance crying and looking off into
the
sky.
Well, not maybe crying, but looking off. There's enough intrigue of that where they want to know more, but I don't think it's the...
It wasn't believable at all to me. I was just like, eh. But, you know, Phantom's point was, it's an action movie, it's based on a comic, it needs to be pretty, and it needs to be... But I was just like, there were so many small things like that that weren't developed. I was like, I was left lukewarm on all that.
I mean, this is one movie in a series.
Hopefully they will be doing more.
Exactly, and hopefully in the next ones they'll flesh it out more.
It's going to lead into Avengers.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
yeah,
I'm hoping there's another Thor. I really do. Because they have the whole Wrecking Crew they could bring in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could do more with Loki.
Mm-hmm.
It
would be really nice if they did, do more of that, just so it makes it more believable. But just in this one movie, I was like, eh.
I can see it more as they're interested,
mm-hmm.
and there's that initial attraction to where it's maybe not as much love, but there's that initial lust.
No, because they made it like they're both fucking pining over each other. And I'm sorry, you don't pine if you're like...
Well, I think it's not as much pining as
they
want to spend more time around each other. I mean,
it seemed like they were full on pining, and I was like, they haven't had enough time together to build the kind of love where you pine after somebody that way.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, that was my takeaway from it. But I did like it, and I liked the world that was built. So,
right.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Although I still do agree with Widget that it does look like Asgard was built around a giant pipe organ.
Nice.
After seeing the way Homer and then seeing
that is true.
There's a
that
giant pipe
totally
organ
true.
Right there, yeah.
Yep.
And funny. I loved the dude who played, what is it, Hasgard?
Yeah,
the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
I would love to see him more of him.
Exactly.
But then again,
from what
I've heard, he's supposed to be a kick-ass actor anyway, because that's one of the things from, he was in The Wire, he also did that.
Yeah, Phantom kept saying Luther.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept getting real all excited, and I'm like, what the fuck, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's this British thing they've done, and it's one of those another
Everybody
things we need to watch.
Everybody keeps talking about we need divine.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually, speaking of shows, I've been, I tried to start Phantom on Xena. You didn't get it, but the first episodes suck, so I wasn't expecting
that. Well,
you need
to see if you can go back and find the Hercules episodes, because there is...
I don't like Hercules. I told him it really gets its legs halfway through the first season into the second season. That's
right.
When you start caring about them.
Yeah.
The first ones are just fluffy and pretty, and she kicks ass. And I was like, how can you not love this show? Because she did that thing where she puts the stake in the ground and kicks around in the circle.
Right.
And kicks everyone in the face while ululating. I was like, that's bloody... come on. What's not to like there? That's some shit right there.
Yeah.
So he got his first.
You know, you may have to resign yourself to the fact that he might not like it.
No.
There's always that
chance. No, I think he's open-minded to it.
Yeah.
He's
yes, but being open-minded... There's still a chance he might not like it.
No, I think he's willing to love it, and he just needs to... seriously, I think once he watches a couple more, he'll be like, okay, I get it.
I'm just saying, there's always that chance.
Yeah, well, I know him.
Okay.
So I kind of know what he likes and what he doesn't, so I have a pretty good feeling about it.
Well, worst comes to worst, I'll watch it with you.
Yeah, There's no bad Xena. But yeah, we got Hulu Plus. We dropped our Netflix for Hulu Plus just to see what it's like, and it's on Hulu Plus. So.
Yeah, we just need to find out if we can get Hulu Plus through the Wii. Because I know there are three right now. What is it? Netflix, Hulu Plus, and there's a third one.
There used to be Clicker.
No, I think this
was
the newer
like
one, because it's a case of...
I didn't know if they ever took off or not.
Because it's like you can get Hulu Plus and Netflix through the Xbox, and you can get, I think, Netflix and something through the PlayStation, and Netflix and something else through the Wii. I don't know, because someone was talking about that, to where, I think when we were over at some friend's house, they were talking about it. That,
yeah.
Was it YouTube? Well, they were thinking because you couldn't have YouTube on the Xbox for some reason. YouTube doesn't come up on the Xbox. That may have been what they were talking about.
Yeah, Last.fm is on the Xbox now, and Pandora is, which is.
But the only bad thing is you have to spend the extra money to get the gold to get
which Phantom does anyways. But.
Right, but see, we don't do a lot of online gaming.
Yeah.
So the fact that we can get Netflix through the Wii for free.
Paying for the
subscription.
There are a lot of cool things that come with it. He just downloaded a game that's D&D, an online D&D.
Oh,
there was the whole trailer demo version for the second.
Yeah, we were
going to. We couldn't download it because we didn't have a gold account.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, gaming freaks.
Because we're actually, but see, our thing is that with the moving, we are talking about, okay, well, we have cable now, but there's always the chance of just getting...
Dropping cable.
Cable and getting Hulu Plus
and
Netflix.
Keeping Netflix of the movies.
And you can even hook your computer to your TV, so you're watching it on your TV.
Right.
You know? Through your computer, even if you don't use your...
The only bad thing is they're starting to cap bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the reasons why, because Clark Howard brought this up, the reason they're starting to cap bandwidth is to make people keep paying for TV because of Netflix and Hulu Plus. Because that's why you're starting to see AT&T and the cable providers and stuff starting to cap bandwidth.
Yeah.
They're saying, because there's so much bandwidth. It's like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You just don't want people to be, you want people to buy your other products, considering AT&T has UVerse, you have Comcast, you have you know, Dish, there's all this stuff, and you want people to keep paying for TV, even though there are stuff out there that are going, oh, I don't need to pay for TV.
You know, it's funny, Phantom found a commercial on YouTube from the 70s about fighting cable, because your TV should be free, and these people are trying to make you pay for your TV, and say no to cable, and what was the other one? Cable and something network. But yeah, and there was like this big anti-cable commercial. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but see, the thing is you're buying, like, with our cable, we tend to watch, when we're watching cable, it's like the ABC shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only drawback to Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
Is that I think it's CBS doesn't do their stuff on Hulu.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like we watch, like, some stuff on Fox, some stuff on CBS. A couple of ABC shows, I think some sci-fi stuff, but we have all this stuff, like, there are 15, you know, there are, like, 15 different religious channels. We don't want any of them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want Home Shopping Network.
Right.
I'm not Spanish, I don't need Telemundo.
Right.
You know, if they were a little, if you could piecemeal your cable.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that you might miss would be the sports.
Yes, we talked about
that. Do you watch,
like,
a ton of sports?
I know
you like football, though. But...
I think football would probably be the one thing we would miss.
Yeah, we'd grab football or baseball every once in a while.
Yeah.
That would probably be the only thing we would really...
Yeah.
But I mean, with baseball...
But you save, like, $30 a month? Fuck it.
But with baseball, I can put on that little... They've got a little thing on MLB.com where you can basically... watch the pitch count, and it's basically a little animated thing where you can watch where the pitches are hitting.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you all the information you need to do, you're just not watching it. And of course, we can listen to baseball on the radio if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
Football just doesn't really do well on radio.
No.
Because I listen to it, you know, because I usually, unfortunately, being an East Coast...
We usually go to a friend's house for football.
When we can, yeah. Because usually with me, I'm usually working, and being an East Coast, being on the East Coast... Unfortunately, the Falcons are usually the 1 o'clock kickoff, and I'm not leaving work until 3.
Right.
So I catch some on the radio going home, and it really...
you don't get a chance to really watch it that much anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we can, we usually end up getting together with friends, and so, you know, when there's a bigger football event, we usually are going to someone's house and watching it. So
right.
We'll decide at some point. I mean...
Right. Looking at prices, it might be.
Yeah, save yourself
I mean, considering it's like under $10 for Hulu Plus and it's $10 for Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, we don't watch a ton of TV, but the stuff that we do, the stuff that we do, we can track down.
Yeah, and that's the thing is see, my thing is if cable would do the piecemeal thing, because there are so few channels, I want to deal with.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because when we got the digital package, there's a whole thing of Korean and spiritual channels I want nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't want them off I don't want them off completely. I just don't want to deal with them. And if I can get them out of my way, you know, have them there for what people want to see, you know, that want to see them.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, we'd like to be able to get BBC America.
But we have to get, at least,
like,
a tier.
Tiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that is one that I would...
But the only reason we'd want BBC America is because of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's some other things on there I'd like to see, but...
I'm still trying to figure out why they're playing X-Files and Star Trek The Next Generation on BBC America. It's like you have a shitload of British television that the people who want to watch British television would want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you want to, you know, we can watch stuff that's on sci-fi.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Why don't you play Never Mind the Buzzcocks or Have I Got News
for something
you?
British that we want to watch.
Yeah, yeah, something we want to watch and not Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah.
Which we can go to either sci-fi or Spike for.
Right, to watch. Yeah. Yeah, speaking of... Spike. Archer's on Spike, right?
Oh, FX.
Yeah. FX. Okay. Yeah, they both kind of remind me of each other.
Yeah.
Having not had cable in several years. Yeah. He's full on hooked to Archer.
I've watched the first season, and
it's hilarious. The writing's hilarious. Okay, Mother, Was that not one of the funniest episodes you've seen?
Wait, which one was? I've only seen
the very last.
The very
last.
And this is where I tune out.
Yeah.
He watches it without me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honey, how many of the animes have you watched without me?
This is not the bigger cast.
I know.
We're not doing
the bigger
cast.
But I'm just saying. There's stuff that you've watched without me.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to watch it with you.
Okay, and I'd be willing to watch Archer with you.
Not the bigger cast.
That's you're just bigger. My point.
Yeah.
That's just my point.
It's just I wanted to watch it with him, and all of a sudden he's watching all this.
So I've gotten him totally hooked on it to the point that he, on Twitter, did you see the Flesh Vine?
Yes, Flesh Vine.
Flesh Vine.
Yes.
Flesh Vine!
We were talking about that the next day.
Yeah.
I
think we were saying something to Tucson and Mel about it, because our friend D will do that. He's obsessed with Archer.
Yeah. Because it's hilarious. It's the funniest fucking show ever. It's hilarious. Yeah, we've also been watching on Hulu Plus American Gothic.
I do remember that show. I don't remember much about it. I just remember you had the little kid that was supposed to be a Christ-like
son of the sheriff. Who is
kind of
the
Antichrist, maybe.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You know, at the very least, he's making deals with all the people all around the city, the town, little town.
It's almost like the series version of Needful Things.
I actually really like it. It's very mysterious, kind of from that era, like the X-Files.
It's kind of like Picket Fence. It's kind of like Picket Fences meets Needful Things.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but very Southern.
Yeah.
Very Southern. It's based in small town in South Carolina, which I like it for the Southern thing. Yeah, I'm very into all things Southern, so I think that's pretty cool. But yeah, I dig that.
Yeah, we've basically been doing a lot of Top Gear and Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're about midway through season 2 of Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, getting close.
Yeah. What, season 14
of Top Gear.
Nice.
Though we're in the middle of the Bolivian special, where they basically have to go from the Amazon rainforest to the Amazon River to the Pacific Ocean.
Jesus.
And they had to buy, and the thing is they had to buy their vehicles online.
Nice.
Before they got down there.
Nice. Very cool.
And, right now they're going through one of the highest points.
Mm-hmm. They're going through, basically, elevation sickness.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Because it's interesting is once they got their cars off the barge that they came down on, the producers gave them a big box of stuff that they can use. And they came up with, what was it, condoms, tampons, and Viagra.
Awesome.
But you find out that... Oh, and Vaseline. Vaseline, condoms, tampons, and Viagra.
Sounds like a hot weekend.
Okay, well...
Not the tampons so much, but...
The thing is the tampons, the condoms, and the Vaseline were for water protection.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, coating areas that... Because they had to go through a river, a small river at one point. So they had to cover the stuff that needed to get covered with the Vaseline, the condoms, and I think they were using the tampons to put into the opening of the petrol caps.
Okay.
To keep the water from getting into the gas line.
Yeah.
The Viagra is to help fight the elevation sickness.
No shit.
Blood flow. What does Viagra do?
Okay.
It increases blood flow.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because they're basically going through, which is the combination of the Himalayas and Death Valley. The thing is so arid.
Bolivia is,
It is. Well, it's on the Andes Mountains, and it is one of the highest points. And it is so arid that not even bacteria lives there.
Wow. And then they end up in the rainforest on the other side of the mountain.
I guess they're once they get through that, they go into Chile and then make it to...
At this point, they're still on top of the mountain. So we had to stop.
I was falling asleep in my... I was falling asleep.
Not that it was boring, it was just almost midnight.
Oh, yeah, we did that with Captain Kronos. We're still watching all the Hammer movies. And I was like, this is really good. And he's like, yeah, it is. And I was like, can I go turn that off and we'll pick it up some other time? He's like, yeah, totally. So, we're halfway through that. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Did we get a porn?
No, okay. We did.
Yep. Well, I figure it's about time to wrap it up, so.
Yeah, I mean, it
it's going to be a little...
We do want to do long ones, but I've got to get up at the crack of fucking...
Yeah, she's picking up furniture.
Yeah. It's just... Family.
Unfortunately, she has to go by herself, too.
Family.
Well, her, your sister.
Yeah, my sister, so. Oh, God. Let me just say for a minute, Phantom and my stepdad, rock stars. We went and picked up a fridge and some old furniture that was my grandmother's that
right.
We think dates back to the Civil War. And they were just picking shit up and throwing it over their shoulder and hauling it into the truck and... God, he's awesome. My stepdad's awesome too. I own a big bottle of booze.
Right.
He asked me if I wanted funny or weird.
Okay. Let's go with funny, because weird tends to... His weird...
Yeah, I went ahead and said weird.
Oh.
Too late. Oh, so, yeah. I was like, I like weird. I live with weird.
Yeah.
You're always funny next time.
Yeah. And it says, a nice, crazy, long intro video. Do you want to... Come over where you can see it more. And here we go. Ooh, tonguefetish.net.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, long tongues.
And you don't have the player for it.
Damn it. Oh! And also their sister site, sexyflexygirls.com.
Okay.
Hey!
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh, look. God damn.
Are they doing anything but just showing their tongues? I mean, is
yeah, the impact, that's just movies. I mean...
I would think so. Yeah, girls with long and or big tongues, it looks like.
Okay.
Thanks, babe.
Unless they're doing something with it.
Yeah.
I kind of...
It just looks a little creepy.
I wouldn't say creepy, just...
Creepy to me.
Boring.
Creepy. I'm creeped.
It's just people doing it.
Yeah.
They got their tongues out. I was like, hey, you got a tongue. Guess what? I got one, too.
Damn, and I think it probably does lose something by not downloading the plugin, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sexyflexygirls.com looks hot, too. Lots of girls in knee socks.
Mm.
Which is, yeah, right now.
Yeah, but you can't really go wrong with knee socks or stockings.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No bad there.
Wow, Mindy.
Right? She's sexy and flexy.
Well, yeah, you kind of have to be, because if you're not one or the other, you wouldn't be on the site.
Right, exactly.
You'd have to be both.
Exactly.
I mean, being flexy but not sexy, you know.
Right.
That defeats the purpose. Or being sexy but not flexy.
Yeah.
Then you're just a rigid pole. You're you're the female version of the Tin Man, screaming oil can, or penis, in the case, maybe.
Barbie,
You just went, like, a long way for that, didn't you?
Yes. But I got there.
That's
the point.
And you keep talking. And you just keep going with it. But
No, yeah. I was just saying, I got there.
Yeah.
I mean, it may have been a long trip, but I got there.
Nice.
That's like the joke in the stock room when the girl shouts out, are these boxes going out?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, no, they're just really good friends.
That's right. Nice. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, it was one of those just kind of goofy.
Stockroom humor.
Stockroom humor.
Yeah.
Especially since I knew the girl, because she's on my Facebook, and I knew she had a really crappy morning because she got a drunk call from a friend.
Oh.
Her boyfriend then called at 4. She got a drunk call at 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And she got a call from her boyfriend at, like, 6.
Damn.
And then her mom came in 5 minutes before the 8 o'clock alarm went off.
I hate that.
Yeah,
So for some reason, my dogs figure out exactly a half an hour before I have to be up, and that's when they gotta pee. I'm like, you rotten little fuckers.
I've been needing to pee about 4 o'clock and about 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That usually be about, which is fine with me, because I get up about 8. I usually set my alarm, if I have to be in at 12:30, I'd still set my alarm at 8, you know, because I don't want to sleep in real late. So, but I'll let, you know, there are days I'll just let the snooze keep going and going and going, but I have that luxury to do that. So, if I get up at 7, it's like, and pee, it's like, oh, yeah, pee, go back to bed, because I always, I love the post-peeing getting back into bed.
It is nice.
I don't know what it is, but everything feels so much more comfortable after you've peed and you get back into bed.
Yeah, I am.
It's just that.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, since he's been training at 4, and I've started setting my schedule to where I don't start working until 4, I work from, like, 4 until, like, 10 or 11, we'll sleep until 2.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't we? You know, we're just up all night, so. There's no reason not to if we both are on the same, you know, evening schedule. So.
Right, but my thing is I don't want to sleep too late, especially since right now I've got at least one day where I'm up at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm
that'll mess you up if you've got and I've got like on Wednesdays I get up at 9 and it kind of hurts. But you know it's like fuck it.
Yeah, so if I keep like on the weekends we tend to sleep until probably about between 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
No, we try not to sleep any later than that. You know,
we did the first couple of weeks you had it off and it just really we knew
it ruined our day. Yeah, it pretty much ruined the day because it takes so we've gotten better about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're really bad about getting going,
mm-hmm.
especially if there's not a deadline on us. If all we're doing is going to go get something to eat mm-hmm. and then going shopping, we'll lounge and sit and play on the computer and watch stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, if we're going out like somewhere, if we do have a day off, we're not gonna go anywhere before 6. I mean, it's just
Well, we've done the beer fest. The beer fest didn't start till 2.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to get down there early. We still didn't have to get up super early, but we got up enough early to where we could shower, we could eat something,
have some coffee.
Yeah, with when we went to the Ren Fair, we wanted to get there down there by 10:30 when it opened.
Mm-hmm.
So we were up at 8, so we could get moving and stuff like that.
Well, we also had costumes to get put on.
Yeah.
Some of us had lot of pieces to put on. Mm-hmm. Because we're the pack mule pirate.
Yeah, I usually do more with my pirate, mm-hmm. but I just had a feeling, and I rightfully so, that I wasn't going to want to
mm-hmm.
add the belt and the the extra weight and stuff like that on hers. But yours sits better than mine tends to do, so I always end up with it wrapped around my ankles almost sometimes by the end of the day, and it's...
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I've got the walking stick now.
Yes.
That was one reason we left earlier was I pooped out.
Yeah.
I'm still not back at 100%.
Yeah, well, that'll take time. I mean, you're in the hospital for a week.
That just proved it to me.
Yeah.
Which, again, you need to talk to your doctor about DragonCon.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully I'll be off.
Yes, but I have a feeling you'll still need to maybe have the sticker.
Yeah, I'm still going to try and get that, from one or the other doctor.
But she actually picked up a really nice walking stick for $25.
Sweet.
You know, it's
that's the place to do it.
Yeah.
Just...
Well, this one happened to be on sale, because a lot of the other ones we were looking at were between 40 and 60.
Yeah.
I mean, really nice pieces. You know, but yeah, they had a couple of clearance pieces, and she found a really nice ash, I want to say it is.
I think so, but it's just a few inches shorter than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they went in with, I can't remember what it's called, but where they like burn a picture into something.
Yeah.
And there's different bugs going down the whole length.
I've got one that I made that was dogwood that somebody had twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got like this perfect handhold, right? Because that's just where the twist is.
Uh-huh.
And I burned a moon and like a couple little designs into it. So.
Yeah, this has got like all kinds. And just there's this spot that just I found perfect handhold.
Yeah.
And if you look at my Facebook profile picture right now, it's me leaning on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just the right height that I can put it in front of me, lean down, rest my chin on it, and...
Right.
And it made it easier standing up.
Cool. Very cool.
So, yeah. Between that and getting my bunny tail, I had a good... Oh, and my green man.
Okay.
I had a good fare.
Yeah,
I need some goat horns so bad. I keep thinking about it. I keep thinking, okay, is this the time that I'm getting my goat horns?
Yeah, I had two things I wanted to get. There's a leather tricorder tricorner pirate hat that I've been looking at.
A tricorder.
Yeah.
I was trying to envision, why would that be leather?
Big Bang Theory.
Uh-huh.
They had an episode where at first they're coming. The opening of the episode is them coming back from a Renaissance fair,
mm-hmm.
and the character of Sheldon mm-hmm. is going through all the reasons why this should not be called a Renaissance fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's the ultra brainy. You know, he knows all this. He's nitpicking. Well, at the end of the episode, which actually has nothing to do with the story going mm-hmm. on, but the end of the episode is like, hey, we're thinking about going to the, you know, we want to go to the Renaissance Festival again this year, or this weekend. He's like, I'm not going back to that, Travis. He's like, well, you could go as a Vulcan science, Star Trek science mm-hmm. officer that landed on an Earth-like planet. And then the last little bit they do in the shows mm-hmm. where they, you know, they run the credits and they still have it. You see him wandering through
mm-hmm.
dressed as a Vulcan
nice.
In the old school Star Trek, you know, the original series uniform.
Yeah.
We're walking in down the street, down the thing, and coming towards us is a couple, and the guy is dressed like a Vulcan science nice. Officer.
Nice.
And it's like, I wanted to go, yes!
You did.
Yeah. No, I wanted to say that to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've wanted this leather tri-corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know the good old-fashioned pilot hat.
Yeah.
And I also wanted these really nice, they make these really nice mm-hmm. knee-high boots
mm-hmm.
that are kind of slip-on, but you lace them up because they've got, mm-hmm. you know, it's like the thing where they have the buttons going down the side and you lace the laces going up the side.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
My foot is too wide for them.
Oh, that sucks.
And
do they do custom?
Yes, they do. Another 100 plus on top of the 4-something it would have been for those boots.
That sucks.
Granted, they would have been made because they did what? They did the foot width, the ankle width, your calf width.
They might as well have just taken a cast of your foot.
They even do the length from your foot to your knee.
That's kind of cool.
It is. But we're talking 600 plus.
Okay, so you just,
It was just slightly too much for what I was looking for, so.
Okay, well, speaking of, actually, there was one other thing I wanted to mention. Speaking of Renaissance and or earlier finery, I ordered my first batch of chainmail rings.
Ah, yes.
So I'm going to be working on chainmail for a special project, so. Jazzed about that. My second project will damn well be a dice bag. A chainmail dice bag.
Yeah, they actually sell those on... I've actually thought about getting because that's actually one of those is on my wish list at ThinkGeek.
Okay, nice. Nice.
And I'm still...
Tower has them.
Oh, okay.
Look at the one at Tower. And they've got a couple different colors.
We were also supposed to have a friend of the podcast that was supposed to make me a chainmail gauntlet for electric play, but I think that's kind of fallen by the wayside.
She's got a lot of different projects.
I'll see if she's.
Yeah, she's always got like 5 different things going on.
Yeah, she does seem to be. Plus, all this other stuff she does.
Yeah. Well, and all the stuff that she's been through recently with the storms.
Yeah, she was in the path of the storms that went through with, that went up Alabama and wiped out an entire town here in Georgia.
Exactly. Which, you know, and actually it was so weird because that was the town where my sister and my stepsister lives, and they're fine. I find out they're fine, but like, I didn't even know until like 5 days later, their town's been wiped out.
Like,
I thought it was such
an
asshole for not calling.
The town of Ringgold was pretty much flattened.
I'm just so out of touch with everything, so.
I mean, almost as bad, if not, as bad, but I think, what is it, Jasper?
Mm.
Or Joan, the town.
Well, Jasper's close.
No. This is was it Kansas or Missouri?
A couple days ago.
Missouri.
Yeah.
It was Missouri.
The town that basically just cut through the middle of the town.
There's Miss Hamilton. Had to get on her Twitter and ensure everybody she was okay because it was right in her area.
I actually just saw, though, that there are 1,500 people are unaccounted for.
Yeah.
Because that tornado was a mile wide.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty major. What was the town in Alabama that got slammed?
I don't. A
couple weeks. It was the same with the same
one
that moved to Ringgold.
And there's all the flooding they've had up in like Tennessee area.
Mm-hmm.
For my work, we have a plant up there in mm-hmm. Memphis. Found out yesterday. finally got, you know, I mean, we knew everybody employee-wise was okay.
Yeah.
But we finally found out the damage to our plant. The production part's up and running. There was a little water damage. They had to do some cleanup. It was fine. Our entire office building is totaled.
Oh, damn.
Computers, files.
Wow.
It's gone. They're working out of a trailer right now.
I spent check part on my of, friend in Memphis.
I spent part of yesterday doing backup files to send to them because it's going to be 2-3 months before the building can, before they even rebuild it. Damn. I mean, it's gone.
Yeah, this and I found out that it's basically a combination of not only all the rain they were getting, but all the snow that started to melt. And it's one of those things. It's one of those things that you should have kind of expected, especially with the snow. Just as much snow as we got this year.
But nobody expected it.
Yeah.
I think it's all part of this El Niño.
Nobody expects the Spanish position.
Las Niña.
Yeah.
Is what the weather system is going on right now.
Yeah.
Which is basically the Pacific Ocean cools and warms up. And I think this is a cooling
area. It's kind of like the opposite of El Niño.
Yes. Yeah. Although I agree with Henry Rollins that for weather systems like this, the child doesn't cover it. It should be called the motherfucker.
El Niño is female child.
Well, I know, but Henry Rollins, I forgot
which
one.
She's on the rag.
Yeah, so, it was one of these. Yeah. It was one of the. I forgot what it was. It was one of the spoken words I've heard talking. But he's talking about that calling, you know, stuff that does this. The child doesn't fit.
Yeah.
It should be called the motherfucker.
Yeah.
The motherfucker hit today, killed 20. You know.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else you guys wanted to? Wanted to cover?
No. Not really. We'll be doing, hopefully, at some point on our YouTube channel. We should have the Frolicon video up.
Yeah.
I'll get on it.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yeah, because we are starting to use that feed a lot more. Well, you're starting to use that feed
a lot more. Yeah. Yes. Well, I can just zip a little, I can take a little video on my phone and then just pop it right on YouTube. It's brilliant.
I actually want to welcome. We had a new fan that actually joined. Devil Penguin.
Yeah.
Not only did she listen to the cast, she actually has subscribed to our WordPress. Yeah.
Yeah.
We now have a grand total of 4 people who subscribe to our WordPress.
Sweet. Yeah. I think one of them is the same one who subscribes to mine.
Right.
Yeah. Our.
But she's also. She's also joined our kink.
Yeah.
Which is she is into receiving. Yes, on FetLife is into receiving Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah.
Because yes, we have that, and of course our Twitters.
Yeah.
With Kinky and the Geek, I try to tweet stuff up. And
Yeah, and we're gonna be recording another Fleshvine pretty quick. We got a lot of shit to talk about, so.
Hopefully we'll have a Kinkless Geek up by the time. Hopefully by the time this comes out, there'll already be a Kinkless Geek.
Right.
And I thought, damn it! All this talk just reminded me. I have the reviews I'm supposed to be doing that I did for the bowling shirt and the fez, and I still haven't finished.
Oh yeah, do those.
I keep forgetting about them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I tried to do it once, but for some reason the words for what I wanted to say weren't about coming. The fez weren't coming, so I was like, I might as well just put it away.
Yeah. Yeah, do it when you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, drink first.
That's something.
Yeah. Woohoo! I love it! This ad is awesome!
That new Jack Daniels.
Yeah, the Jack Daniels.
Yeah, and then you can review that at the same time. I got my hat.
Yeah.
I got my booze. I'm good to go.
But yeah, email us. We would love you to email us stuff.
Yeah.
At kinkyandthegeek
@gmail.com.
Rate us on iTunes. The more ratings we get, the more visible
we
get.
Yeah. Actually listening. Yeah.
Well, not just that, but it pumps us up on iTunes, and we get more favorable.
Exactly.
It helps us out. I mean, even if you don't review, just slap some stars up.
Yeah.
It helps us out.
Only if they're good ratings. I'm just kidding. Yeah, rate how you feel.
Yeah, tell us how we're doing. Another thing along the lines of the Bears Porn Cave. We'll try to see if we can't do something.
And he should be back hopefully by the next time we record too, so he'll be able to respond to our response.
Right.
So that'll be fun.
So, yeah, hopefully we'll have, which means we'll basically, it seems like we'll basically be a fabulous foursome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Doing this, which is, yeah.
It'll be fun. And, yeah, you were talking, we may start recording at your house. So,
yeah, once we're moved in.
Once you guys have moved in there, so. Which is nice, because there's no fucking air conditioning in this place, so.
Although we won't be until probably September.
Yeah, when nobody will care.
Yeah, no one will care. And the air will.
So, why do we have to be completely moved in to have people over and just sit in the middle of the living room and record?
Yeah. We would need power.
Well, yeah, power, but.
That would be the thing, yeah.
Points.
Yes, logic and reason really don't matter.
Well, see, this is why I don't get to take my sleeping bag over and sleep in our new bedroom yet, so.
Yeah.
Although she did tell me once she got the key, and when she went to pick up the key the first time, she actually did roll in the middle of the bedroom.
Nice.
I spun myself dizzy in the living room.
Yeah.
I'd screaming, you know, this is mine, yahoo.
You know what actually used to freak me out is I would, like, touch a wall and I'd be like, I own this wall. This is my wall.
I actually had a wall.
This is my doorknob. Yeah. You know, I was just like,
I was plastered against the living room wall earlier in the night.
Yeah.
I actually had a moment like that where we were all outside and I was kind of, you know, just kind of looking at the siding and stuff, and I just kind of put my hand up.
Yeah.
It's like,
this is my house.
Yeah. It's real. Yeah.
Exactly. It's,
it just doesn't, right now, because we're not in it and we haven't really done much with it, it still doesn't seem completely
surreal. Yeah.
So,
we got stuff there now.
We do have stuff there now, yeah. We've got our painting, the beginnings of the painting stuff. But again, we want to keep a lot of the stuff for our own, for the Kinkless Geek. So,
So,
yeah, that's it. Do you have anything else you want to throw in?
Submissive boys in Atlanta who aren't a pain in my ass. We want you. Especially if you're cute and obedient and tall.
And they want to be a pain in your ass.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
A different kind of pain.
But truly bisexual. Not, I'll do it for you, ma'am. Not, I'm bi-curious and I need someone to make me. Not, actually, the really cute boy in Athens was more interested in Phantom. Not, I'll maybe deal with her, you know, tits in the face if that's what I have to do to get to him.
Good,
somebody who's actually bisexual.
Right, because you already have someone who, oh, I'll deal with the girly part.
Exactly.
Can get to that. Yeah, you already have one of those.
We'll be very good to you. I'm kind of, you know, bitchy. Well, I'm not bitchy, but I'm very discerning.
Yes.
In the beginning, but that's just to cut out all the bullshit, because there's so much bullshit to
It's easier to be stern and then let up than it is to be loose and then get stern.
Exactly. Yeah, say hi. Especially if you're shy, man. If you're shy, first of all, there's no reason to be shy about me, because I'll take over. You say hi, and I'm, like, off and rolling.
She will!
Exactly. So just say,
all I have to do all I have to say is Chili's parking lot.
Forgot about that. But yeah, I mean, just say hi. That's all you gotta do, and I'll fucking run with it. Shy boys.
Although
are
I can
awesome.
Make her, I can make her blush and just say apartment parking lot.
What was your birthday?
Yes, it was. Happy birthday to me.
Nice. So yeah, just, we need a pretty little submissive boy. And R, if you ever get up here, I will sound you within an inch of your life. Phantom knows that that's always on the table. That's it. That's all I got.
No way.
So. Okay, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.